Giants taking on the red-hot Dodgers, who are looking to make it 7 in a row. Yasiel Puig signing autographs before the game. We'll take it to the bottom of the first. Cody Bellinger at the plate.
The 1-0. Line drive, right center field for a base hit. Rounding third on his way home is Seager, and the Dodgers take a 1-0 lead.
Driven down the right field line. Puig on the move, still going. Yasiel Puig catches it. Shows you everything that he can do. Elite right fielder, no fear of the wall.
Bellinger with a single to right drove in a run in the first inning. Bellinger ground ball pass. Jay Wong into right field for a base hit. Another RBI hit. Dodgers 2-0. Hunter Pence coming up. 2-2, fly ball left field. Taylor back to the wall. He looks up and it is gone. A home run. Dodger lead has been trimmed to 2-1.
Hill a strike away from getting out of this fifth inning jam. Got him swinging. They have two on with two out, but two strikes on Jay Wall. Here comes Jansen. He struck him out, and the Dodgers have another win.
2-1 Dodgers is your final score. Rich Hill goes 5 2/3, one run on two hits, and improves to 8-4. Dodgers are riding a 7-game winning streak and are now 38-6 in their last 44 games. Here's Dave Roberts on Saturday's victory.
But I think that even the first couple, 2-3 innings, I don't think that he was locating that fastball or was as sharp as I think he would have liked. But it seemed that in that third, fourth, fifth inning, it started to loosen up a little bit more. And the way that the fastball was coming out of his hand, the high ball, also the one that he was just getting on top of it, and it seemed like there was a little bit more life in the zone. And the curveball was good today. Just made that mistake to Pence, but outside of that, very good. And for me, it's just we've pushed him a lot, and where he was at, I just felt that, you know, with Pence coming up, I like that matchup to get Petey in there to just make sure Rich, you know, has an outing he feels good about.
Despite not being able to locate that fastball early, he did rely on it heavily throughout the outing, throwing that more than anything else. What does that say about the confidence he has in that particular pitch?
I think the confidence that he has in his two pitches, and yeah, when you feel like you can throw the fastball, let it rip, and throw it to both sides of the plate. You know, he was at the bottom of the zone a little bit today, also getting some swing and miss at the top of the zone. And if he can pitch off that, which typically he pitches off the breaking ball, but he did spin some good ones up there. So, you know, his mix is, albeit very simple, you know, but when he's attacking, he's in a good place.
You had mentioned the matchup with Pence, the homer, in the inning, a couple of innings prior, only 86 pitches. How much of it also is the fact that you guys, at that time, were 41 games above 500 and you don't need to basically wear them out?
I think that's a part of it. And I think that, you know, where we're at right now, every game is different, but I think that, you know, in the next, you know, month and a half, You know, me, Rick, very, you know, aware of the pitchers, their usage, and just really trying to make sure guys are fresh. And also, I haven't had Fieldsy get into a game in a while, so I wanted to make sure he got in there. And Avi has had a few days off, so to get him back in the mix was good. Tomorrow, you know, we'll see where Kenley's at. We've leaned on him a lot in the last week. But, yeah, I think that right now it doesn't make a whole lot of sense for us to push these guys.
Offense and Corey and then Cody driving him in both times. How much do you think two left-handers, different types of hitters, but can learn from one another?
I think they feed off one another, and I think that, you know, you look at two guys that can hurt you with damage, with slugs. So a lot of times pitchers attack guys the same way. So Cody does, you know, understand how they're attacking Corey and kind of learn from that. And they're both very good hitters, hit lefties, righties. And, you know, Corey to get on base, JT, that situational at bat right there to get him to third base. For Cody to drive him in with an infield in, that was good. But, yeah, Corey swinging the bat really well. And, you know, up and down the line, we're doing some good things.
Cody leads the majors in RBIs by a left-hander off a left-hander. Does it surprise you at all that a young hitter like that doesn't have a
I think that it's tough to do, and I think the thing is with Cody, he can hit velocity, but he can also hit spin. And so as a left-on-left guy, you know, the breaking ball going away from you, that's the one that's tough. But he stays in there, keeps that front side closed, and, you know, from some of the best in the game, those lefties, he can slug them, but he can still get a base hit. So he's not afraid, and, you know, so that's why, for me, I feel good where he's at in the four.
Tired of winning yet?
Not yet. Talk to me in late October, early November. That's right. But right now we're in a good place. Can we keep it rolling?
Jock okay?
Jock's fine. Jock's fine. I just felt that, you know, with the defense, I trust Kike's defense out there. And, you know, that third at bat, I just felt that that was an opportunity for us to tack on. So to get Barnsey leading off and to get Kike in there to try to potentially tack on, I thought, you know, that's what I wanted to do.
Do you think if you didn't have Kenley, Moro could close?
I do. I think that there's a lot of teams out there that Brandon could probably close for. But, you know, to have him, and I wanted to give him a day today and to go to Petey, and so to kind of mix and match those guys is a luxury. But also, yeah, I think that Brandon, with his stuff, the head, the pulse, I think that he can close too.
There's a lot of talk about wanting to get a lefty reliever for lefty matchups, but Brandon, I think, is only allowed one hit against left-handed batter this year. Is that someone you might use in that situation as well?
I think that the guys that we have at the back end, I think that they can all handle lefties, and so it's one of the luxury to potentially have that guy. But again, like I've said, if it doesn't happen, then I'm very comfortable with the guys that we have in the pen to get a righty or lefty out.
Rich Hill improves to 8-4. He goes 5 2/3, allowing one run on two hits with three strikeouts. Here's what he had to say about the game.
Yeah, I think right around the third inning, fourth inning, you know, the fastball command got better. And, you know, really just attacking the hitters. Yaz did a great job behind the plate again. You know, staying on certain pitches, you know, that weren't necessarily there in the beginning. It wasn't as sharp. It wasn't as clean as I would have liked to in the beginning. But, you know, the underlying factor is to make sure that you continue the attack on the hitter and make them swing the bat. And we certainly did that today.
Well, he takes the decision out of your hands. How much did you want to face Pence in that situation?
Yeah, I mean, I totally understand. You know, there's a lot of season left. And, you know, it would have been great, but overall, you know, we played extremely well today, and you know, Yasi's catch was great out there, and you know, JT making the play at third was fantastic. So, you know, again, you know, it was a great team win.
Cody Bellinger goes 2-for-4 with two RBIs in the Dodgers 2-1 victory over the Giants on Saturday. Here's what he had to say about the win.
I don't know. I just feel comfortable against them. You kind of, you know, sometimes when I'm off against a righty, because I tend to pull off and I can't do that against a lefty. So I guess it just kind of keeps me straight and keeps me balanced.
Any appreciation for Corey getting on base to allow you to knock him in and score the only two?
I love hitting behind him, also behind JT. My second single, you know, JT got him over to third. So I gave him a lot of credit there. And yeah, like I said, it's just been a team effort.
Series wraps up on Sunday. Madison Bumgarner will take the hill for the Giants. He'll face the Dodgers' Hyunjin Ryu.